Hi, this is Duff, WA7BFN, and welcome to This is LICW. A look at what's new, noteworthy, and happening in the Long Island CW Club for April 2024. In its ongoing efforts to teach CW, the Long Island CW Club has introduced a brand new curriculum, the Intermediate 1, 2, and 3. Had a chance to sit down with Mike and Quentin and to talk about this new curriculum and what it's all about. Well, gents, after many months and many thousands of hours, it seems like, of development, sounds like our new intermediate curriculum has launched and looks to be a success. What do you think, Quentin?
I am really impressed by the way it's gone so far. I think all of the instructors are doing a terrific job. The students are seem to be enjoying it a great deal, and they seem to be, even after this short amount of time, we can see that they're learning and growing. So it's been a real win in my book.
It's absolutely amazing, you know, where it has gone. All the research that has been involved over the months specifically, and I don't know how many contributors did we end up with, Mike, to put this together?
It was a large team, Duff. I bet you there were at least a dozen on Quentin's team directly, and that was just on the development side. Then when it came down to the actual training of the trainers and rolling it out, I mean, literally we went from 95 classes a week to 138 classes overnight.
Isn't that amazing? And it covers the entire spectrum, everything basically from a intermediate one all the way through three with all the classes involved. How many instructors do we have now, Quentin?
Oh, we have at least 20 instructors in intermediate, I believe. What I like about the intermediate instructors these days is we promoted a whole bunch of them out of the beginner's curriculum.
Right.
So as our instructors developed their own CW journeys, yep, we were able to have them teach at higher levels and more difficult things. And that's been a real win.
Are you still looking for more? Let's put it that way.
We are still looking for more. If you or a friend would like to come on in, don't hesitate to send us an email.
Perfect. Great idea. I think that's what really makes it up. One of the things that I noticed early on, you know, into the NV1U class, for example, is that this cohortness, I guess, or whatever, for want of a better word, this whole group seems to have traveled through and everybody is familiar with it. Are you finding this happening now with the schedule as it is?
It's happening. It really is, Duff. When we the reason that we went so quickly from 95 to 138 is that we specifically wanted to have a Monday through Friday, we're calling them cohort classes, at the same time in the same Zoom room to promote the same cadre of students coming on multiple days. Mm-hmm. And that would set up this very comfortable environment that promotes learning, and it promotes people coming out of their comfort zone. They don't feel afraid to push themselves because there's so much camaraderie there.
And then I think that really speaks, you know, volumes basically to where it is, you know, to where it happens from there. What are you finding, Quentin, basically in the classes themselves? What seems to be the key element in this development as we move along through it? What one thing sticks out?
I think for me, it's the amount of fun we're having. Really, the intermediate classes have brought a ton of fun. There's a huge number of exercises that we've made available to our instructors, and they're all kind of a little quirky. There's a lot of joking going around. Some of them are a little childish, and that's fun too. It's, you know, let's describe the picture.
Well,
let's
sure.
play guess that animal.
Yeah.
And it really helps with engagement. It makes people want to learn and want to come and do these classes, not once a week, but three, four, five times a week.
Right. And these are all happening at 9 a.m. Pacific time, but that's at noon, I guess, East Coast time. But how have you found the European aspect handling it, Mike? Are people starting to show up from over there?
They really are, Duff. We're trying to stand up two cohorts for each of the three categories of intermediate classes. So ideally, we're going to have a midday class and then a primetime U.S. class for each of the three categories. And we're seeing a considerable number of our European members in the midday classes.
Right. So we're seeing a lot of new members basically joining up just for that fact as well. Are we seeing a lot of folks in graduating basically from the 1 through the 3 end, or where do you think, Quentin?
Well, right now we're seeing a lot of people who are at multiple levels. We're seeing people at Intermediate 1 joining regularly Intermediate 2 classes, 2 into 3, and we've seen several Intermediate 3 folk in NV1U and the other advanced classes as well. So there's a real transition happening, and I think people are both feeling out where they want to be and where they're going next.
I get a lot of great comment. Are you getting some good feedback, Mike, as to what's going on? Anything specifically sticking out?
We just had our first meeting of the lead instructors for all three categories.
Which I missed.
The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive from both the instructors and the students. We were really gratified to get that initial feedback.
What's going to happen next, Quentin? Where do you think we're going to be developing? What do you think down the road? What's going to be?
Oh, that's a good one. I think we still have some work to do for our European friends. In fact, we have so many new European friends that we've had to start thinking about how much of our exercises are biased towards first language English speakers and how much of a detriment that is to people who speak German or Norwegian or French as a first language.
Do you think you'll have some bilingual people in training?
I sure hope so. And I hope what it'll mean is we'll have exercises that are also more accessible to those folk, despite keeping to the goal of conversational CW, which is really what we're aiming at.
Yeah. And that's where I think that's exactly what everybody is striving for, that conversational CW, as where it goes. I think it's absolutely fantastic, you guys. Great job. I'm looking forward to, again, you know, continuing along with the group itself and reminding everybody it all happens. I mean, the 9 a.m. group on, well, the Pacific time, noon. What are the other times? Do we have any other times for the intermediate group there, Mike?
Well, let's see. We have a... everything Eastern time. We have a noon cadre for Intermediate 3, and then another Intermediate 3. We have a 3 p.m. Intermediate 2 cadre, and another 8 p.m. Intermediate 2 cadre. And so far, the only Monday that we have is at 9 p.m., and that's because all of those instructors have day jobs. And so we need to find some retired people to come teach Intermediate 1 sometime earlier in the day.
There you go. I think that's absolutely fantastic. Well, there you have it, all in a nutshell. I think there's something there for everybody that it moves along. And I invite anybody who's listening in over here, drop in, say hello, see how it fits, and kind of goes from there. Mike, Quentin, thank you so much for chatting today. Let's keep it up, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Dev.
Thank you, Dev.
To learn more about the LICW classes and how you can fit in, I suggest you drop over to the LICW website and take a look. Many aspiring CW operator has faced the challenge of, how do I learn Morse? Do I go it alone, or what? Well, I called upon our resident curmudgeon, or kind of, sort of, Roland, AE6V, and he had some great views, basically, on just that. I get a lot of, a lot of folks personally and online. You talk to them over there, and they say, well, we're just going to dive into this thing and learn CW on my own. And I got probably a half a dozen of them here locally who've dropped out simply because they were trying to do it on their own. So what are the benefits? I mean, going on your own obviously has some real challenges. Some of the benefits basically of doing it in a class, like NV1U, for example, and stuff like that, you know, to where it goes. So
we just had the inaugural meeting of the one of the West Coast groups, the LICW group. We had half a dozen of us meet at a local coffee shop, and two of the guys are pretty well brand new to it, and they were sort of, well, how do I learn Morse? Mm-hmm. And my comment was, well, first of all, it's a stamina thing. It's not a there's no flash of genius or brilliance here.
Right.
You just got to keep going at it.
Exactly.
And the other thing I told them was, don't get stuck trying to do it as an individual superhero, because it's not that you can't do it that way, It's just that you're missing the most important thing, which is the psychological support of I'll never get there.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
If you don't have anybody to talk to, I mean, you know, the line from Crocodile Dundee, I don't know if you remember that,
sure. Yep.
Where the guy says, oh, I'm off to a therapist, and it's like, what, ain't you got no mates?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the whole point here.
Exactly.
And I think the thing that makes NV1U work is that it's a pretty collegial atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think that sort of mutual support, and yeah, okay, 50,000 lemmings can't be wrong, but I mean, you know, you've got to sort of go with the flow, and even the little stuff, you don't feel left out, and I think
right.
that's what's
exactly.
important, you know. Yep. And as we get older, it gets harder. By definition, right?
That
bits start to fall off.
Yep.
And it's like, what are you going to do now? And I was talking with a guy this morning. He's one of the K3Y guys with SKCC mm-hmm. this month.
Right.
And, you know, he was saying, you know, the hard thing is that, you know, if you don't sort of do it all the time, then you end up losing a lot of it.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
if you don't feel like you got your mates to talk to, why would you turn? It's like going out to breakfast with your breakfast club, you know? If you don't go, then you don't end up going. You
that's
get
right.
out of the habit,
yeah.
you stop doing it.
And you do, that's right. And I think that's a big point, if you just stop doing it. So, you know, what drives a person to do that? And I think that's what we found in NV1U and a few others, of course, is the fun. So you're among
yeah.
friends, and all of a sudden, everybody is in the same, you know, league, so to speak, you know, to where it is. And so it's being friendly, it's having fun, and just making it happen. From what I understand, LICW, of course, is moving to a continuation of these various classes each time, you know, during the week. So that whole, I guess, you know, the various students, everything else will continue along, and everybody will start knowing everybody else. And I think that's going to be a big point.
Yeah, I think, you know, the real motivation was, if you look at all the classes, what's been super successful, NV1U stands out.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of enthusiasm, a heck of a lot of embedded experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's this, it's more than just a Morse class, right?
Right,
it is. It's got a real sort of coffee clutch feel to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it gets uh-huh. to the point where you don't want to not turn up because you feel like you're letting your mates down.
Exactly.
Even though most of us have never met face to face, actually, you know, in the
well,
never pressed the flesh.
Yeah.
I mean, I've met up with Quentin a couple of times when he's been in the area, but. You know, other than that, it's all what you get to know of people over the air.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has good days and bad days.
Of course.
The problem is, if you're on your own, you don't know what the difference is between a good day and a bad day.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I mean, it's the human condition to feel yeah. like, well, you know, oh man, I'm just not very good at this.
Yeah.
And that's actually got nothing to do with it. You're just having a day.
Yep. But the thing of it is, if you're having a bad day, you've got somebody else over here who's probably in the same boat as you are, and that basically feedback will say, well, gee, I'm not alone in this whole endeavor, you know, to where it goes. So,
you know, if you think back to your school days, and the teacher or the lecturer would say, are there any questions? And everybody would sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally somebody would put their hand up and they would ask a question. And 50 people would think, oh, I'm really glad somebody asked that question because I didn't have a clue.
Exactly.
You know, there's almost a relief quality to it. And, you know, I always say there are no dumb questions. There's lots of dumb answers. Mm. You need to get your BS filter geared up. But, I mean, most of the time people are puzzled. And, you know, it's a tribal thing. You know, I don't want to be the guy that sticks out or they'll throw me to the bear.
Exactly.
You know, and so there's that piece. And I think having your mates around you is really important. You know, it goes back to the human condition, right?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, the joke is, how fast do you have to run if you're being chased by the lion?
Yeah.
And the answer is, well, you don't have to be the fastest, but you're just going to run faster than somebody else.
Right? So true. That's so true.
And I mean, that comes to the fore.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, you know, that's what NV1U did. So, I mean, the goal now is to start to move some of the some of the wisdom we've sort of encountered, I won't say we've learned, but we've encountered along the way.
Sure, absolutely.
Is, okay, what do we do that's really cool?
Mm-hmm.
And where do we go from here? And so there's been a lot of effort now with this sort of, you know, let's build a new intermediate structure and see what we can make happen. And, you know, where we may have, you know, basically white-sticked it as we stumbled across the curbs.
Exactly.
You know, we in theory know a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, now we're starting to put something together, which is, you know, this is really promising.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited to where the intermediate, you know, specifically is going. And I think it's going to be a great year, you know, for LICW. And
I was surprised this morning. So I after a lot of humming and hawing, and God knows I've got enough radio stuff. I think you can ever have enough radio stuff, but that's just me. I ordered one of the, you know, the Four States QRP Club, decided to kit up this SDR thing that Jack Purdom and his buddy Al put together. And I met Jack about 18 months ago or so at the 5 days in May thing that runs before Dayton. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what, I'll buy the book. And I did. I bought the book. And I thought, this would be a really great project. And it's in the I'll get to it category.
Sure.
Well, when I did get to it, all the kits had been sold out. So I thought, screw it, I'll get to it. And then one morning on my email, I mean, I was sitting here literally, and suddenly, ping, up comes a note saying, okay, we're open for kits again. We've cleared the backlog. Nope. So I went click, 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 and PayPal did all the evil stuff. And the next thing, at the meeting this morning, Gene leans across and he holds up his phone. He says, your kit will be with you this afternoon.
No.
Oh, great. No, and it's little things like that, you know, that collegial atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's what makes it easy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
We tend to look at Morse as being a bit of a hurdle. And I think, you know, if you look at anything as a hurdle, it is. It's like the flight stuff, right?
Oh, sure.
It's like the flying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we make light of it.
Mm-hmm.
But once you know it's shiny side up, pointy end forward, the rest kind of just comes, right?
Yep.
And the same is true of Morse.
Yep,
once you stop thinking about it, it's magic.
Yep, exactly. Well, thank you, Roland. I appreciate your views and whatever. And it's always a joy to talk with you. And I enjoy you and the envy one of you. I just do. it's always something.
Well, I mean, I'm easy to find. I'm the one without the accent, right?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Perfect. All right, Duffy. I'll catch up with you later. Take
care.
You
later.
All the best.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio. Bye.
And you can find Roland teaching the NV1U. Classes here at LICW on occasion. This is LICW is produced by the Informational Services of the Long Island CW Club. Questions, suggestions, or comments can be made to Duff at WA7BFN.com. Until next time, 73s, everybody.